Okay, so just to organize the entire sugya, basically we started off the sugya by developing two different approaches, to the mitzvah of matzah. And approach number one was that matzah was exclusively focused on the theme of geula. And approach number two was that matzah has two themes, not only the theme of geula, but also the theme of shibud, as highlighted by the dinim of lechem oni being ma'akev. Okay, up until this point, basically spent a number of shirim discussing the dinim of lechem oni, again, and getting into, the impact of those various dinim on these various approaches. I'm not going to rehash that right now. One last ta'ara to be made before moving on to another aspect of the sugya of chametz matzah is the issue of whether there's a value to being metabel matzah in charoses. You're going to see right now that this issue, this machlokas in the Rishonim, about whether a matzah should be dipped into charoses is going to directly relate to the overarching approaches in terms of the role of shibud within the mitzvah of matzah. So with that introduction, let's note that the psak, the din of being metabel matzah in charoses is found in two early sources. Number one is Rav Amram Gon. Again, Rav Amram Gon quoted in the Tur Tuf Ayin Hey Sif Aleph. Again, and the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Ches. So again, both Rav Amram Gon in the Tur and the Rambam in Ches Ches both say, right, when discussing the mitzvah of matzah, that you should be metabel the matzah in charoses. Oh. So there are a number of questions raised on this psak. Again, some more technical, but the one we're going to focus on is the one that pertains to the issues that we've been discussing. So if you go to the Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam, and similarly, right, the Torah quotes the Baal HaManhig is similarly asking this question. So if you look at Rabbeinu Manoach on the source sheets, Tzvi, do you see the third question? It's the last word in the first line starting with V'od. Rabbeinu Manoach.
Which side of that?
The last word in the first line. Right, very important question, totally highlights it. Right? So Rabbeinu Manoach asks, and similarly the Baal HaManhig asks this, it's quoted in the Torah. This is, wait a second. How can the Amram Gon and the Rambam say to dip matzah into charoses? It totally doesn't make sense, says Rabbeinu Manoach and the Baal HaManhig. Matzah is about shibud, is about charos, is about geula, and charoses is all about shibud. So how can you mix these two opposite themes? So the question very clearly assumes, like approach number one, that the exclusive focus of matzah is on the theme of geula. And if you take approach number one, that the exclusive focus of matzah is in the theme of geula, so then yeah, it doesn't make any sense to dip matzah into charoses because you're mixing two opposite themes. So the question raised by Rabbeinu Manoach and the Baal HaManhig clearly indicates that they're adopting approach number one, that the sole exclusive focus of matzah is on the theme of charos, and therefore they think it doesn't make any sense to dip matzah, which is all about charis and geula, into charoses, which is all about the opposite theme of shibud. Oh. But then, let's see Rabbeinu Manoach's answer. So again, sorry, go to page two now. I know what you meant. Which side? So page two. All right, if you go back to Rabbeinu Manoach's answer to this question, it's three lines down. Exactly. Masha Amra. Okay, so what's his answer in short?
That, I don't know, but we have a precedent for this in
exactly, I'm not sure about the I don't know part, but basically he's saying it's not a problem to mix these opposite themes of Chirus and Shibud, because look, you find that you mix matzah and maror together, even though matzah is exclusively focused on Chirus, and matzah is exclusively focused on Shibud, so do here. You're going to mix the matzah and charoses, even though matzah is exclusively focused on charos, and charos is exclusively focused on shibud. So again, this first answer of Rabbeinu Manoach, in essence, accepts the assumption of the question that right, in adopting approach number one, that the exclusive focus of matzah is on the theme of Geula, and therefore, but yet there's no problem because, oh, you have a precedent, as she formulated, you have a precedent in matzah and maror for doing so. Yeah.
In this answer, he's clearly showing that he holds lechem oni is the whole, at least the whole Seder, not just Kazayas Risha. You could say, oh,
that was like the lechem
oni for matzah.
Yeah.
Only for the lechem oni for matzah is only during. No, it's like, yeah, it's the whole Seder, not lechem oni. That makes sense. No, never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
Or lechem geula, maybe.
Meaning he's assuming that matzah is exclusively focused on chirus, on geula, and therefore unclear. He's obviously going to understand that lechem oni is some external.
I mean, maybe kind of that, like, oh, the, you can't make a raya from korech because that's already not your matzah mitzvah. So, like, why is that? Like, how could that learn back on?
No, he's just bringing matzah, all he's bringing a raya to is that the notion of being able to mix these two opposite themes. He's just saying, oh, matzinu, this concept of being ma'arev, two opposite themes. Again, the idea would probably be, as we're talking about it, because the whole point, they're not really, they are opposites, but the whole point is that through those opposites, you're able to appreciate, you know, what we've discussed in the past. But Rabbeinu Manoach, in his answer, again, accepts the assumption of his question, really, i.e., approach number one, that matzah is exclusively focused on chiras. But I'd like to suggest, and I think this would probably become obvious to everyone in light of everything we've been developing, is that an alternative answer, an alternative explanation of the Rambam and of Rav Amram Gon, is that they adopt approach number two. Is that you reject the assumption of the question was that matzah is exclusively focused on chayrus, and say, no, matzah itself, within matzah, there are two themes. Not only is matzah zecher l'geula, it's also zecher l'shibud, as seen from the din lechem oni. So the fact that Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam paskin that matzah should be dipped in charoses, that highlights approach number two. That highlights that in addition to the theme of chayrus and geula within matzah, there's also the theme of Shibud, as highlighted by the din of Lechem Oni. So we dip the matzah, says the Rambam and Rav Amram Gon, we dip the matzah in Charoses to highlight exactly this point, that not only is matzah focused on the Gula, but it's also focused on the Shibud, as seen from the din of Lechem Oni, and now we dip it in Charoses to highlight that second theme of Shibud within the mitzvah itself. So again, this question and answer, again, as I think is Machlokas Rishonim, one could say, I think it's a great highlight of the two approaches about whether you think that the theme of Shibud integrates into the mitzvah of matzah itself or not. And again, a great nafkamina of that is going to be this question of whether it's shayach to dip matzah in charoses. Again, the question being whether the theme of Shibud is within the mitzvah of matzah, again, would express itself in whether it makes sense to dip matzah into charoses. Yeah.
This is not a kashrus.
Okay. You can ask kashas too. I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay.
That the Gemara says the charoses that the yisach lezecher atitin is also zecher the tepuach, and the ketosis there it's clear that tepuach is a positive thing. It is a negative. And in Rambam Pesach Mishnah, the last time I counted, he says he only touches the zecher atitin. It could be only paskin zecher atitin. Fine.
Interesting. But you're saying
it could be two dinim charoses too.
You're right. You're saying
either it's on the stand, this could be two dinim on Pesach night, or especially regarding this.
Okay, very good. Okay, excellent, right? You're making a good ha'ara, which is, you know, analysis that we just presented was just assuming, like these mefarshim do, that charoses is zecher l'shibud. You're saying there is, you know, there is a tzad, there's different tayos of the Gemara, which you can argue with that assumption as well. Right. I was saying that even if you accept the assumption of all these questions that we pask in zecher l'tit, even so you can justify the application to matzah, because matzah also has that theme of shibud. Okay, so that basically, completed, I'll say the first part of the sugya, which is all focused, we can say, on the positive themes of matzah. Again, the positive themes of geula and possibly shibud. I'd like to now transition, spend the rest of the time we have, on the relationship between chametz and matzah. And from this relationship, we're going to basically bring down that there are tons and tons and tons of mekoros, which suggest the idea that there's a fundamental link between chametz and matzah, which establishes then again, then in addition to matzah's positive themes of geula for sure, and possibly, you know, shibut, matzah also has a negative expression, a negative theme. And not only does it have the positive themes, the positive expressions of shibud and geula, it also has a negative expression of specifically not being chametz. I'm going to develop this idea through many makoros, that part of the geder of matzah is the fact that it negates chametz. So again, part of shame matzah is that it's specifically not chametz. And we're going to see many, many rayos to this yisod, that part of the geder of matzah, again, is its negation of chametz. And again, just to, you know, one way to explain it, again, refresh this symbolism of matzah and chametz is not the only symbolism out there. We're just using it as you know, one mahalach. Again, according to just using Rav Hirsch's idea that the symbolism of matzah in a word is basically hashkacha, right? The matzah symbol, right, through dependency, through symbolizing dependency, basically it symbolizes, you know, hashkacha Hashem in the geula. And while chametz for Rav Hirsch symbolizes basically kochi va'otzim yadi, it's again, it's all in independence that we look to ourselves, you know, for being responsible for the geula. So in short, according to Rav Hirsch, that matzah symbolizes the theme of hashkacha Hashem, and chametz symbolizes the theme of kochim va'otzim yadi, right, one can say that the reason why, in addition to matzah's, you know, positive themes of shibud and geula, you also have this, you know, this negative expression of not being chametz, is because the theme of matzah is accentuated by highlighting that it's not chametz, as follows, right? It's a much stronger formulation to say, right? I'll tell you the following two formulations. One formulation is that matzah symbolizes hashkachas Hashem, to tell us that the geula took place through hashkacha. That's one formulation. Yeah, that's a formulation. A much stronger formulation is to say that the geula took place not through kochem ve'otzim yadi, kochi ve'otzim yadi. It's not through kochi ve'otzim yadi, but rather through hashkachas Hashem. So by making part of the geder of matzah not just being shem matzah, but specifically being matzah is not only matzah, but it's also not chametz, so that accentuates the theme of matzah even further. By saying it's specifically not chametz, it's rather matzah. In Rav Hirsch's term, the geula was specifically not kochi va'otzim yadi, it was rather hashkachas Hashem. So again, we're going to develop right now through a number of makoros this idea that part of the geder of the shame matzah is specifically the negation of shame chametz. And again, that just accentuates the theme of matzah, that again, it's not just the positive theme of matzah, but it's specifically coming to exclusion of the theme represented by chametz. Fine. So what we're going to do now is we're going to see that there are a number of different categories where, right, in which this connection between chametz and matzah manifests itself. First, we can go into the category of the psukim. We're going to say there are a number of psukim that basically repeatedly, whenever it mentions matzah, it's at the exclusion of chametz. In one category, we're going to trace this in the psukim. Category number one. Category number two is going to be in the Medrash Halacha. We're going to see that there are a number of, you know, Medrash Halacha which derive dinim of chametz, specifically from psukim pertaining to matzah. Again, another highlight. And then the third category, which is probably the biggest category, is going to be the category of halachos. Many, many halachos, which again relate to this connection between chametz and matzah. Okay, so let's do, you know, each one as quickly as possible because it's our last year. So the first category, upsukim. So again, anyone have a chumash around? Who brings a chumash to the marsh here, right? But so we'll go through really quickly a number of psukim. Again, the fact that there's so many of them really highlights the scene that almost any time the Torah mentions matzah, it specifically mentions it in contrast to chametz. And again, that seems to highlight this yisod, that part of the geder of matzah is the negation of chametz. Let's go through it quickly. Starting with Shemos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. So here it's at, anyone have a? Okay, I'll read it. Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. You, right, eat matzah for 7 days. Ach, v'yom arishon tashpisu se'or mibatecha. But negate, destroy the chametz, the seor in your house, because ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa nefeshahi miyisrael miyom arishon ad yom hashvi. Because if you eat chametz, it's really bad. So again, pasuk number one. Again, right after saying to eat matzah, it specifically highlights the negation of chametz through the Isra Achila and through the Chiyav Tashbisu. Pasuk number one. Pasuk number two. Again, same parak, Shemos Yud Beis. Here, skipping five psukim to Pasuk Chaf. It says, Kol machmetzes lo sochelu, do not eat chametz. Again, b'chol moshvoseichem tochlu matzos. Again, right after saying don't eat chametz, you have the reference to eating matzah. Moving on to now Shmos, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. Matzos yeachel is shivas yamim. Eat matzah for 7 days. V'lo yera lecha chametz, v'lo yera lecha seor b'chol gvulecha. But do not have chametz in around. Again, right after mentioning the positive value of eating matzah, again, it talks about the negation of not having chametz around. So again, we've had Shmos, Yud Beis Tesvav, and Yud Beis Chaf, then Yud Gimel Zayin. And now moving on to Devarim, favorite Pasuk, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Gimel. This is a Lechem Oni Pasuk. Again, but in that same Pasuk, you have again reference to connection between matzah and chametz. Starts off, Lo sochel alav chametz shivas, right, Lo sochel alav chametz, do not eat chametz, shivas yamim tochel alav matzos. Again, don't eat chametz, rather eat matzah, and then it gets into Lechem Oni, the Chalei V'Chalei. Again, so all these four psukim that we just mentioned, you have within the same Pasuk, again, a juxtaposition between matzah and chametz. Now, last, you know, set of psukim, again, these are not within the same pasuk, but back-to-back psukim, like not a hekesh, we call it smichus, in Shmos, back to Perek Yud Beis, psukim yudches to yudtes. Again, here you have back-to-back psukim, smichus, again, of the same idea. It says in pasuk yudches, barishon ba'arba'asar yom l'chodesh be'erev tochlu matzos, ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim l'chodesh be'erev. Again, this is be'erev tochlu matzos. And then back, right next pasuk, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzeh Bivatechem Ki Kol Ocha Machmatzas Minichrosa Neveshahim Yadaz Yisrael Begeru Ezra Chaaretz. Again, here back to back, right after saying the value of Erev Tochlu Matzos for seemingly the entire Pesach, right afterwards, you know, negate the chametz by destroying it, and if you eat it, it's going to be really bad. So you have all these psukim, where again, it's repeated. Again, the fact that whenever you have something which is, you know, Torah repeats itself, it's obviously coming to tell you something, right? Each time it mentions matzah, right afterwards or right beforehand, it, you know, connects it to the negation of chametz. So again, so one way to explain it is saying technically, why do you have a connection between matzah and chametz? Is because you can explain technically the reason why you're eating matzah is because you can't eat chametz. So the technical way to interpret these psukim is simply to say the reason why it keeps on mentioning them together is because technically the reason why you're going to end up eating matzah is because you can't eat the alternative of chametz. But again, the fact that it repeats this over and over again makes it sound like there's something more fundamental. And the more fundamental idea, as we've been developing, it seems to be telling us that part of the geder, part of the shame matzah, is specifically its negation of chametz. And therefore, any time the Torah tells you to eat matzah, it's specifically coming to tell you, and you can't eat chametz, because part of the kiyum of eating matzah is the fact that by eating the matzah, you're negating the shame chametz. So Adkan, the first category of the psukim, again, we've seen through these various psukim repeatedly the Torah mentioning chametz and matzah back to back, which, you know, Bipashtus is, you know, highlighting this fundamental idea that part of the shame matzah is the negation of the shame shame chametz. Okay, so now moving on to the second category of medrash halacha. We're going to see now, we're going to give two examples of this. Again, the focus of these two drashos are not the dinim that come out, because again, you'll see the dinim aren't, you know, so special. They're basically the classic dinim of chametz. But what's significant is the fact that the Medrash Halacha derives these dinei chametz specifically from drashos stemming from matzah. And again, if not for the fact that you had this yisod, it would seem strange. Why would you derive dinei chametz from psukim which pertain to matzah? But again, if you think that part of the geder of matzah is its negation of chametz, so then it's mistaber. That's why you find these drashos from the world of matzah, which are telling you dinim of chametz, because part of the depth of those psukim dealing with matzah is all about the negation of chametz. So just to give two examples. One is the Yerushalmi. Again, in Perek Aleph, in Psach and Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet in the Yerushalmi. Again, the Yerushalmi here on the Marmakomos here, you know, basically is quoting a shita which says that not only is there a lav against eating chametz, there's also an ase. There's also an Isra Aseh against eating chametz. Again, if you look at the psukim, there are many psukim which establish Isurim, right? Lavin against eating chametz. But there's no pasuk of the Isra Aseh variety within chametz which tells you, which establishes an Isra chametz. So the Yerushalayim is going to say it comes, the Isra Aseh comes from the realm of matzah. Ari, would you mind? Would you give a chance? Right, so not only is there a lav associated with achilas chametz, there's also an isra hasei. Where does the isra hasei come from? Oh, right, and then the lav is, you know, pretty clear. So again, in this Yerushalmi, right, according to this daya, the isra hasei against eating chametz comes from a pasuk of shivas yamim tochol alav matzos, which again. Again, if you just had this in a vacuum, you could say, okay, because matzah is the exclusion of chametz. But again, especially in light of everything, the fact that from the pasuk of matzah, you have, when it says, oh, eat matzah, that establishes an iser against eating chametz, again, that seems to highlight the current mahalach, that part of the geder of matzah is the negation of chametz, and therefore, it's according to such an approach, it's quite natural that the pasuk which says to eat matzah would be a makor for an iser against eating chametz, because if part of the geder of matzah itself is a negation of chametz. Okay. Raya number one. Raya number two is again something we've, you know, discussed at length. Is the Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, right, one of the dinim of lechem oni. Again, if you recall, you don't even have to turn. One of the joshos of lechem oni, which obviously is talking about matzah, is right. We know is ma darko shel oni hu masik v'ishta ofe, afkan nami hu masik v'ishta ofe. And as we discussed, I believe maybe two shiurim ago, there are many rishonim who understand this din of lechem oni about hu masik v'ishta ofe as preventing chimus. Right, it was Rashi on the spot, the Rashbam on the spot, the first day of the Maram Chalava, right, then it's Siv B'Shem Negra in his own way. Again, all these Mefarshim interpreted that this din of Lechem Oni, of who Masik V'Ishta Ofe, is all about preventing Chimutz. So again, here you have a second example. Again, the din itself of preventing Chimutz, that's not a Chiddush. But here, the Chiddush here is that the way in which the Torah is, or this drasha establishes an iser chimutz, or a way to prevent chimutz, is specifically through the din of lechem oni, which is obviously a din in matzah. So again, both the Yerushalmi, which derives an iser aseh for chametz from a pasuk of matzah, and the Bavli, which, you know, is one of the dinim coming from lechem oni, which is a din of matzah, which is all about preventing chimutz, again, highlights this yisod, that part of the geder of matzah is in the negation of chametz. Okay, so Adkan is the first realm of psukim, second realm of medrash halacha. Now we're going to get to the third realm of halacha. We're going to see now that there are many, again, categories within, you know, many categories of halachos, numerous categories of halachos, which really stem from this yisod, that part of the geder of matzah is the negation of chametz. So again, let's go through each one. So the first category of halachos pertains to the ingredients of matzah. We're going to see that the koveya for a number of dinim pertaining to the ingredients of matzah pertain to this yisod, that part that matzah has to be comprised of ingredients which specifically negate chametz. We're going to see right now a number of halachos. So the first right example of this is the physical minim, or the physical ingredients, right, the physical minim which matzah must be made out of. So again, turn to the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're going right here. The Mishnah is going to tell us, right, the famous Mishnah about the Hey minim, right, the five minim that matzah must be, you know, comprised of, and we're going to see that the Gemara is going to specifically relate the selection of these five minim in contrast to other minim to the fact that only these five minim have the potential to becoming chametz. Again, Israel, you have it? Mishnah Laman, hey, go for it. Right, so these five minim, right, leave it to the scholars to figure out what exactly these five are. That's a halakha in of itself. Shipol Shul, not for now. Again, the five, you know, classic minim of, or non-classic minim of matzah. Fine, it's these five. It's seemingly not anything else. So if you skip to the Gemara, three lines down in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Hani in? Right, so the Gemara says, oh, the implication is that it's dafka, these five minim, but not orez and dochen, right? Rice, what's a good definition of dochen?
Millet.
What?
Millet.
Millet, great, whatever that is, right? So it's specifically these five minim, and not rice and millet, right? Great. All right, so the question is, mechitesi, what's the source for this idea? Why dafka these five?
No, they mean it.
Right, so the Hekesh, right, between Chametz and Matzah. Not getting exactly. Dvar, Mabayim. Yotzu Elu. Sirchon, stop it. Right? So here, this Brisa clearly establishes that the selection of these five minim, right, as the ingredients for matzah, is specifically because it's those five minim which have the potential to become chametz. And if you think about it, like, what does that mean? Like, why do you need to make matzah out of minim which could become chametz? The whole point of matzah is not to become chametz, but you're saying hagufa. The whole point is that because when you're making it into matzah, the whole point is that if you want matzah to not just be matzah, but to also negate chametz, so you need matzah to be made, to be comprised of minim which could have been chametz, but yet you made it in such a way that it's dafka chametz, dafka matzah. And in doing so, when you turn the five minim which could become chametz, and you specifically make it in a way, in terms of timing, etc., you make it in such a way that a dafka becomes matzah, so then that shame matzah at the end of the process is defined not just as matzah, but specifically not chametz, because the process, the ingredients used, right, you utilize those same ingredients which could have become chametz, and you specifically made them to matzah, so then that ultimate shame matzah is not just positively shame matzah, but it's also defined as the negation of chametz. Yeah?
It means also, like all running, this is, I guess, part of the Geula theme, that they didn't have time for it to rise. So we're copying that only things that didn't have time to rise. That
okay, very good. Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah, 100%. That's also that. 100%. Okay, so, right, so the first, you know, in terms of this category of ingredients, right, the first example of this are the minim from which matzah must come, right? A second, you know, example in terms of this category of ingredients are the liquids. And the Rabbeinu David in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, again, part of that bigger piece I had you see the other day, again, in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, in the context of the Matzah Ashira discussions, so here in Rabbeinu David, Dira Matzah about Tam Hasheni, so here Rabbeinu David says that if you have matzah which doesn't have any water in it, it only has, you know, the other juices, you know, Yayin, Devash, Chalav, etc. He says, in that case where there's no water, you don't even need to come on to the psul of matzah ashira, because you have a more basic problem. Because such matzah, which lacks mayim, doesn't have the potential for chimutz, so that's the basis of the psul. Says Rabbeinu David, that part, right, if you're trying to define ingredients for matzah, you need the ingredients to be ones which have the potential to become chametz. And he says, not only does that extend to the types of minim, the types of flour that are required, it also extends to the type of liquid. So therefore, says Rabbeinu David, in a case where you're using only the shar, you know, mashkim, and there's no water at all, and therefore there's no potential for chimetz, says Rabbeinu David, the psul is more basic than the psul of matzah ashira. It's that it lacks the shame matzah because there's no potential for chimetz. Exactly, if you don't mind. Ari, when you get a chance, see the bottom line. Shematza shenilusha beyayin v'shemen. Sorry, the bottom line. You see, reish amud reish base. Yeah.
Shematza shenilusha beyayin v'shemen. Devash lo yidei mayim ina tam shen yosim ba mishum ashira b'va elah chutz mitam zeh imotin ba mivnei sheina bali v'chametz. So you can't become chametz.
Right. In addition, right. Aside from the, you know, the psul matza ashira, the din of lechem oni, more basic because it doesn't have potential for chimutz.
So only things that are by the chimetz that you can be yosei yedicha vasal matzah.
All right. So now he has a havmina to possibly reject this. Maybe there's a limitation. The afal
pishadev.
You say maybe that's only it's like a drasha ba'alma. Maybe it's a localized drasha which is telling, it's like a giloy milsa about the particular minim which you use. but not that you actually need, you know, befoel, like practically, that there actually needs to, you know, including the juices, that the juices need to be in such a way that it actually has a potential for chimetz. Is no. Exactly right. We're going to get to this later, but the fact is a din of shmira, well, din of lishma. Specifically, there's a requirement that when you're baking the matzos, you have to there's a kiyum mitzvah of shmartim es matzos to prevent it from becoming chametz. So that tells you that in order for that mitzvah, that din shmira, to apply, there must be that befoel, right, including the juices you use, that, you know, the juices you utilize as part of your matzah, result in there being actual potential for chimutz that you're going to be mekayim the din shmira by preventing the chimutz. So again, it says Rabbeinu David, he spells out that this yisod, that there needs to be a potential for chametz, is not limited to the context of lamed hay about the minei dagon used. It also applies to other factors such as the types of liquids used, and therefore you require mayim to be part of the ingredients. So far, we've seen in terms of the ingredients, we've discussed the physical ingredients, number one, the minei dagon, and the need for mayim. So now we're going to get another type of ingredient, but in terms of the not physical ingredients, but more, one could say, halachic ingredients, where we're going to take into account, the Gemara is going to say that the halachic status of the ingredients is also going to play a role. And this comes up in the Gemara on Laman Hay, Amid Beis, in the context of matzah shel tevel. So we're going to turn to the Gemara Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Let's see what he minds. So, seven lines up, Tanu Rabbana. Skip to Minayin. Right, so you might have a Havamina that you can be Yotze, your mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. Oh, so what's the first drasha saying? What's this drasha saying?
If it would become chametz, you wouldn't also eat it because of the issur of chametz. But if it had become chametz, and you also eat it for some other previous reason, then it wouldn't be a previous.
Okay, good. So we're going to fine tune that in just a moment for the different deos in the Hemshech of the Gemara, but it's clear already in the Braisa, the Braisa is saying that this connection between chametz and matzah, and this potential for the Isra of chametz, doesn't just dictate the physical ingredients of the mini dagon and mayim of matzah, it also is going to impact, you know, the halachic status of the ingredients. And therefore, says the Braisa, if the matzah at hand is made of tevel, with the halachic status of tevel, so then that's going to be a problem because the connection between matzah and chametz dictates that the potential iser which needs to be negated is only the potential iser of chametz. But it's going to be a problem if there's going to be an iser of tevel. So again, even before going on the Gemara, already this again highlights the current approach. Again, that part of the geder of matzah is the negation of chametz, and therefore it can only be, and therefore matzah, right, needs to be made of materials where the only potential is the potential of iser chametz. Thereby, when you create it into matzah, you're negating that iser chametz, and that's going to be the kiyum of matzah, that matzah is not just a positive matzah, but it's also specifically not chametz. But again, just to fine-tune this drasha, we're going to see the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question of isur the chametz. Not only is it an Isra Tevel, it's also an Isra Chametz. So at the end of the day, you bake the matzah to negate the Isra of Chametz, so you're good. So you have that factor of matzah negating Chametz. So therefore, according to this, right, the case is that since the Isser Tevel was Chal first, so the Isser Chametz not going to be Chal. So according to this first day in the Gemara, the reason why Matzah Shel Tevel is problematic is because, yeah, in such a case, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, there's not going to be any Isser Chametz. So therefore, once there's no Isser Chametz can't be Chal on this particular Matzah. So then the Matzah can't be defined as negating the Isser Chametz because the Isser Chametz wouldn't be Chal at all. So again, that's basically in line with our previous analysis that, right, again, highlighting this idea that part of chametz, part of matzah, needs to negate the Isser Chametz, and therefore, if the Isser Chametz is not going to be Chal, so then you lack that aspect of Matzah negating the Chametz. Becomes even more interesting in the next day. So Ravina Amar.
Ravina Amar, Afilu Tamei Rabbanon, Mi Sheyisuyim Mishon Basach HaChametz Bavad, Yazazeh Sheyin Yisuyim Mishon Basach HaChametz Bavad, Ela Af Yishon Basach HaTavon.
So he's saying, even according to the Rabbanon who holds Isser Chal Isser, so therefore, not only is there going to be Isser Tavol there, the Isser Chametz is also going to be there. So the question is, okay, so you have the Isser Chametz there. So then what's the problem? So the Lashon of the Gemara is, Misha Yisuro Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Yatza Zeh She'in Yisuro Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad. Right? We're like, you know, selfish. Right? It has to be the Isser Chametz exclusive. Right? It has to be that the only potential Isser at hand is the Isser Chametz, but as long as there's another Isser, such as Isser Tevel, that's going to be problematic. And the question is, why? Right? You still have the Isser Chametz there. You're still, by creating it, by baking it as matzah and not Chametz, you're negating the Isser of Chametz. So why is the presence of the Isser Tevel cause any problems? So we're going to present two different answers. One answer I heard from Rav Blachman, and that is as follows. Right? The way he explained it is that if there's an Isser Tevel there, so then the Achila is defined, it is not defined as an achila shel mitzvah. It's rather defined as an achila shel avera. Right? As long as your matzah is matzah shel tevel, and it is, right, lemaisa usr because of the tevel, so then it's not an achila shel mitzvah, it's rather an achila shel avera. And take it one step further. And once it's not defined as an achila shel mitzvah, so then the eating of the matzah can no longer be viewed as being a kiyam mitzvah which negates chametz, because it's defined rather as an achila shel avera. Says this idea, again, you can say similar to a mitzvah baba avera concept, but a little different. We should say the problem with the Isser Tevel being chal is that once you take the current approach, that the whole point is that when you're eating the matzah, right, part of the kiyam is that through that achila of particularly matzah, you're negating chametz. So it could be that the only time that eating matzah has this kiyum of negating chametz is when the achila is defined as an achila shel mitzvah. But once your achila is defined as an achila shel avera, so then it's no longer, it can be defined as negating of this positive kiyum of negating chametz, because it's defined rather as being an achila shel avera. That was his approach. I don't think the Lashon really sounds like that. The Lashon itself sounds like it's all about Misha Isiro Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Yotzezeh She'in Isiro Mishum Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad. Right? It sounds like it's all about the exclusivity, all about the pure exclusive focus on the Isser of Chametz. Again, there doesn't seem to be any reference to this factor of it being defined as Achila Shel Avera versus Achila Shel Mitzvah. So again, in light of just the Ha'ara from the Lashon, it could be that the idea is the second idea, which is basically that at least Ravina, takes this connection between matzah and chametz so seriously, so strongly, that you need that factor of negating chametz to be the sole exclusive focus of the achila. Right? And therefore, the only time that matzah has a shame matzah, because of the need for matzah to negate chametz, you need to be that the only potential iser is the iser of chametz. Because then the sole focus of the achila is on negating the chametz. But once you have other iserim there, so that just dilutes the focus of what's going on. Again, not because of this lamdas of it being an achila shel mitzvah, as achila shel matzah, again, because I don't think that's as Meduyuk in the Lashon, which is all about Baal Tocho Chametz Bilvad. It's all about the exclusive focus in the Chametz. Again, as if to say that in order for the matzah to be defined as negating Chametz, that has to be the sole potential Isser at hand. Once there are other Isserim at hand, so then that just, you know, dilutes the focus of the Achila on negating Chametz. Yeah.
That was like within the Blackman's mouth, that's clear, like you hinted, why
exactly. Exactly. And there are Rishonim who actually say that the issue of Matzah Shel Tevel is Mitzvah Bavera. That's its own Mahalach. and its own sugya, but it doesn't seem to be the basis of Ravina Shita. Ravina Shita seems to be really stemming from, again, the way he's saying it, he's trying to say, oh, it's not midin mitzvah b'avera, it's midin not being it, but again, you're saying im kvar az kvar, meaning once you have mitzvah b'avera, why doesn't that just possible itself? Yeah, 100%. Great. Okay. Moving right along. So again, so far we've discussed within the realm of halachos, the first category of halachos pertaining to the ingredients of matzah. Again, we've seen physical ingredients of, you know, types of minei dagon, the type of liquid, and then we just saw in terms of the halachic status of the ingredients also playing a role. So now moving on to a second category of halachos, which pertain to timing issues. We're going to see right now that there are, you know, a couple of halachos which pertain to the timing of matzah, which are going to be directly impacted by the connection between matzah and chametz. Okay, so within timing, the first halacha we're going to discuss is this famous Yerushalmi, which establishes an Isser Achila of matzah on Erev Pesach. Right, there's a famous Yerushalmi, which basically says that eating matzah on Erev Pesach is, anyone finish the sentence? Okay, Boal Arusasa Be'ez Chamav, is as if you're being Boal and Arusa Be'ez Chamav. We'll get back to that mashal in just a moment. Right, so again, the Yerushalmi clearly establishes that it's usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But the question that the Rishonim debate is when the timing of this Isser, when does this Isser Achilas Matzah kick in? And we're going to see right now that the basis of the different shittos of when the Isser Achilas Matzah kicks in is going to be dependent on the connection between matzah and chametz. So again, if everyone can turn to the right, Rishonim, or the Balamor and the Melchames, if everyone can turn to Tesavav Amid Beis Bedape Ariv. Again, this is where the Balamor and Melchames discuss. Again, the broader context we're not going to get into, again, is the Mishnah on Memtesam and Aleph, right? The top Mishnah on Memtesam and Aleph, which is discussing a case where Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, a case where Shabbos falls out on Erev Pesach, and the big question on such a Shabbos is, you know, what do you do for eating, you know, right, Shalosh Seudos, right? What do you do for eating your Shalosh, your three Seudos? Question is, you can't eat Chametz on Erev Pesach because there's an Isser of Chilas Chametz. But there's also a problem, you can't eat Matzah because of this Yerushalmi. So that's where these Rishonim discuss the Yerushalmi. And that's a lot of discussion about what you can be Yotzei Shalosh Seudos in comes in this context of Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. But again, narrowing our focus to our discussion, again, because of this discussion, they basically discuss, the Rishonim discuss, so when does this Isser Achilas Matzah and Erev Pesach kick in? Because again, if it only kicks in at a later point, then maybe you could be Yotze, your earlier Suda Shabbos, with Matzah. So again, Tzvi, would you mind reading the Balam Or when it says, 1, 2, 3, 4, I see like 6 lines, you see the Efshir Lo Lisod, do you have the old edition? You see the second word in line is the Efshir Lo Lisod B'Shabbos? Yeah, right, so the Efshir Lo Lisod B'Shabbos Min HaMatzah. Okay. All right, one more line, Vedeka. Okay. So here the Balam Or, again, this is the first approach in terms of when the Isser, the timing of when the Isser Achilas Matzah kicks in. According to the Balam Or, it's only Mishay Shos Ulamayl. And then he has this cryptic line, it says, Dekanami, right, this, you know, Mahalach of the Zman being Sheshos is Meduyuk in the Yerushalmi's comparison to Arusa. We'll get back to that. So obviously the big question is, where is the Balam Or getting this Shita from? Where does he get the Zman of Sheshos from? So what's a very important halacha on Pesach, which kicks in Davka et Chatzos Midoraisa? Tashbisu slash, exactly. Namely, the Isurim of Chametz, both Tashbisu and the Isra Achila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, presumably, again, this the Rav has this Mahalach, and the others say this as well, but again, the Rav has this in Hari Kedem, Chilik Beis, Simen Mem Gimel. The Rav develops this idea, again, that the basis of the Balam Or Shita, that the Isser Achilas Matzah kicks in Davka et Chatzos, but that the source for that is the fact that the Isser Chametz you know, as seen by Tashbisu, as seen by the Isra Achila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that also kicks in at Chatzos. What's the connection? He says, what we're developing. That part of, exactly what we're saying right now, if you take the current approach, that part of Shem Matzah is the negation of Chametz. So then, if you think about it, so then when does the Shem Matzah become significant? When does Matzah turn from crackers to halachic shem matzah? Only when there is a shem chametz. Because if part of the gedder of shem matzah is the negation of chametz, so then the significance of shem matzah only takes effect once there's a formal iser of chametz. So says the Rav, that's pshat in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is saying the reason why the iser of achilas matzah only kicks in at chatzos, because before chatzos, it's not even defined as matzah. It's defined as a cracker. Because only once the formal iser of chametz kicks in at Chatzos, once there's a Shem Chametz, so then the existence of a Shem Chametz, as manifested by these Isurim, Isur Achila and Chiyav Tashbisu, right? Once the Shem Chametz, so then there's a significance to the Shem Matzah, now there's a Chalos Shem Matzah, and once there's a Chalos Shem Matzah, there's an Isur to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. So again, Ha'ara number one of the Rav within the Baal HaMor is that the fact that the Baal HaMor bases the timing of the Isser Achilas Matzah on the Isser of Chametz, again highlights this current approach that part of the Gedder, part of Shem Matzah, is about the negation of Chametz. Ha'ara number two of the Rav is actually found in the Sefer Mipnine HaRav, page 84, where the Rav also comments on the comparison, right, when the Baal HaMor says, oh, the Dekanami de Medami Leila Arusa. The question is like, what does that mean? It's meduyak in the comparison to Arusa. So the Rav is actually a famous piece of the Rav. The Rav says when it comes to Ishus, right, the relationship between, right, you have two stages. You have the Arusa stage, Kiddushin, and then Nisuin. Like the Rav famously developed that the idea is that within Ishus, you have the, you know, the Oser of Ishus, right, that the status, the stage of Kiddushin, of Arusa, is called the negative expressions of Ishus. At that point of Ishus, there's no heter bia, there's no positive expression of the relationship. All there is the negative expressions of the relationship, i.e., there's an Isra Ishus Ish La Alma. So says the Rav, the transition from Arusa to Nisua, conceptually, is a transition of the, is the transition from the negative expressions of Ishus, Arusa, right? At that stage, all you have is the negative repercussions of her not being able to be with anyone else, the Isra Ishus Ish La Alma. But then transitions to Nisuin, which is the positive expressions. At this point, not only are there negative expressions of not being able to, you know, there's an Isra Ishus Ish La Alma, now there's a positive expression of the Ishus, that now there's a Heter Bia Liba. Says the Rav, that's the comparison. So here too. When it comes to Matzah on Erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you only have the negative expression of Shem Matzah. Right? On Erev Pesach, you can't eat it. You can't have the positive expression. All you have is a negative expression of Shem Matzah. In that, there's an Isser Achila. And then, on Leil Yudalid, that negative expression of Shem Matzah transitions to the positive expression on Leil Yudalid when you eat it, and thereby, you know, express, you know, have the positive expression through Achila. So says the Rav, the comparison between the Isser Achilas Matzah and Erev Pesach, transitioning to the Achilas Matzah on Leil Yudalid, is compared by the Yerushalmi to this parallel transition of Arusa to Nisua, because the same idea of Arusa and Matzah and Erev Pesach being negative expressions of the particular din, transitioning to the positive expressions at a later point. That was the other Ara. I'm going to explain why the Yerushalmi, it seems very random, just Kabbalah Rishos Beis Chamav, you know. Again, the simple explanation is that, oh, you're doing something too early. That's his idea, right? It's something which is going to be mutter at one point, but again, according to the Rav, it's, you know, much deeper than that. Again, it's this process of negative expression at one point, which then transitions into positive expression at a later point. Again, so far, this has been the first approach of the Baal HaMor, which says that the timing of the Isser Achilas Matzah is at Chatzos, again, seemingly coming on the heels of the Isurei Chametz, which also are triggered at Chatzos. But this brings us to the Mechamis, right? So the Mechamis on the spot argues and says, no, the Isser Achilas Matzah already kicks in. What's his Lashon? He says, Shekol Hayom Aser Lechol Matzah. It doesn't just kick in at Chatzos. It applies Kol Hayom. We'll get to what exactly Kol Hayom means in just a moment. And what's, anyone remember, what's the Mechamis' Raya that it applies before Chatzos? Exactly, because what's the Yerushalmi's comparison?
He says, well, if you do Maseirah, well, there's a few comparisons. If you do Maseirah, did not eat every day. If you do Maseirah, also did not eat the whole day.
Did not eat Chametz.
Because he held that, we know that Los Tishchab the Chametz times Zivchi is the beginning of the Isra Chametz. And we know,
Kotabiru and
Maseirah, even in the morning, you're allowed to be Yavid if you shach the Koran. Because stuff therefore, the Isra Matzah starts then too.
Exactly. So basically, says Mechamis, the fact that the Yerushalmi compares two dim. It compares the Isser Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, with the Isser Achilas Matzah also on Erev Pesach. So says the Mechamis, that comparison seems to establish that just like the Isser Achilas Chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, already starts in the morning, so too the Isser Achilas Matzah also starts in the morning. But then you might say, but what's the Svara? Why would it start in the morning? So here the Mechamis again connects it to Dinei Chametz, but instead of focusing on the formal Isra at Chatzos, he points to Tzvi V'hatam, Tzvi the last line, V'hatam was there?
V'hatam was there, Shekeber Shebir Chametz B'Layla, Nas Islam Ma'azah Chalitzu B'Chametz.
Right? He says, although the formal Isra Chametz of Tashbisu and Isra Achila only kicks in at Chatzos, it says in the Mechamis, very important idea, that the Koveya for Shem Matzah is not the formal Isser Chametz like it is according to the Balamor. It's rather whenever it already kicks in at Shas Bir, because since at Shas Bir, Shas Bedika and Bir, which already comes already at the nighttime, once a person has a Chiv to search after Chametz, so that means that the Shem Chametz already is significant already at the nighttime. Already at Shas Bir, at Shas Bedika, because at that point we're saying, okay, we're looking for our chametz. Although there's no formal Isser yet, the fact that you're searching for bread, Bitoras chametz, so that already, says the Ramban, establishes a Shem chametz, and in turn already establishes a Shem matzah for the Isser Achilas matzah. So says the Rav, right, so again, the Rav spells this out again, but you don't need the Rav for this. But the Ramban himself, again, is clearly connecting that the Zman of the Isra Achilas Matzah to the Zman when Chametz becomes significant. Right? So the Mechamis is clearly, again, agreeing with the Baal HaMor that the Shem Matzah is going to be determined by the Shem Chametz. But they're arguing about what is the Koveya for Shem Chametz, and thereby impacts the Koveya for Shem Matzah. For the Baal HaMor, the Koveya is the formal Isser, which is there, and therefore, since the formal Isser Chametz aren't Chal until Chatzos, therefore the Shem Matzah is only Chal at Chatzos. But according to the Ramban, there is already a Shem Chametz at the time of Bir, because if a person is searching after Chametz in order to destroy it because of the impending formerly Surei Chametz, so therefore there's a Shem Chametz as a significance, as you know, the significance to the bread as being Chametz already at the Shas Bir, and therefore since, says the Ramban, since there's a Shem Chametz already earlier than Chatzos, so then the Shem Matzah is also going to be earlier, and therefore the Yerushalmi's Isra of Achilas Matzah is going to be Chal at an earlier point. Just to point out, there's just two versions of the Mechamis. Again, the Ramban says Shekol Hayom Aser. The question is Shekol Hayom Dafka the day, or does it also include the night before? So again, here we have Machlokes Achronim. The Magen Avraham in Tav Ayin Aleph Siv Katan Vav seems to apply that the Isser Matzah applies already at nighttime. Right, the Lashon of the Magen Avraham there, he says, Mashma de biyom yud gimel mutarin le'echol matzah. Right, the Magen Avraham says it's mutter to eat matzah on yom yud gimel. Implication being that already starting le'el yudalit, it's going to be usher. And according to this version of the Mechamis, the reason why it would start at tchilas layla is because we know when's the zman bedika, the ideal time of bedika is tchilas layla. So therefore the fact that, right, the Ramban references biur, again, the way the Magen Avraham is going to say is that, oh, that already applies at the beginning of the Zman Bedika. Once there's a Chiv Bedika, B'tchilas Laila, so that confers on bread a Shem Chametz, which thereby confers upon, you know, Matzah, a Shem Matzah, and therefore the Isser of Achilas Matzah is already triggered. That's one version of the Baal HaMor, of the Mechamis, sorry. The other version, and this is adapted by the Chok Yaakov there, and also the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis, again, this is all in Siman Tav Ayin Aleph, is the Chok Yaakov, Siv Katan Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yud Beis. Again, they both hold that, you know, that the Isser of Achilas Matzah only kicks in at Amud HaShachar. Again, and the idea, again, one source for that is probably the Ramban's comparison to the Isser of Achilas Chametz, which is Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseir, which is in the morning. But in terms of the reference to Biru, it would sound like, because the Zman HaBedika is throughout the night, instead of focusing on the beginning of that Zman B'dika, focus on the end of the Zman B'dika, since at the end, by Amud HaShachar, everyone should have already completed their B'dika and found their Chametz, and everyone has their Chametz in hand, ready to do Biur. So this version is to say that the Zman, that the Shem Chametz is not the Tchilas Zman B'dika, but rather Sof Zman B'dika, one could say, and therefore the Isser only kicks in at Amud HaShachar. Yeah, sorry, first Asher, I think. Yeah.
You answered.
Okay. Yeah.
The Gemara says that was the Shechad HaChametz Tamzichi, the Isser of Shechitas, Isser of Chametz, Isser of Chiv Teshvisa starts along with the Shechitas Kamei Pesach. Not
according to the Gemara, Mesera, though.
Whatever, yeah, but not at the end of the Zman, but the beginning of the Zman. So we see that we start from the first half of the Zman.
That's by Isser of Chilas Chametz.
Because I'm just saying that you want to create a shame or something.
Okay, but again, according to Ramban, the generator, one could say, of the Shem Chametz is the fact that is the Biur.
Which is
the
habit that
the Zman. So again, the question is, that is it the Tchila of that? At the time of the searching?
Fine, the
okay, it's not exactly. Okay. That's a little different. That's the Apostle, meaning, according to that Joshua, the Tishchel Chametz Altam Zivchi is establishing the Chiyav Tashbisu. Adkan was the first, you know, discussion within the timing category, the timing of the Isser Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach. A second timing-related issue of Matzah, which again is impacted by this comparison to Chametz, is the inyan of baking matzos specifically on Erev Pesach. Right, the tour in Tav Nun Ches, and a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael do this, actually did this once in my family, Yerushalayim, there's a minag quoted, actually, not such a minag, different version, whether it's a din, din even, you know, which is ma'akev, or just any lechatzchila, but the tour in Tav Nun Ches quotes a number of Rishonim who basically say, talk about the value of specifically baking your matzos la'achar chatzos. And the big question is, why? Why? What is the value of specifically baking your matzos achar chatzos? So again, there are three different reasons offered. All right, the first two are by the Tur himself. Right, the first reason given by the Tur himself is because of the hekesh to Karban Pesach. Because there's a hekesh between matzah and Karban Pesach. So just like Karban Pesach, according to, you know, our psak, should only be shechted achar chatzos, so too matzos should only be baked achar chatzos. That's the first reason given by the Tur. Okay, not really no gain to our inyan. The second reason given by the Tur, or according to the Tzad, that it's only inyan lechatzchila, is the factor of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right, this value of performing mitzvos during the zman of the mitzvah. The question here is, what mitzvah is, right, which, what mitzvah is accomplished by baking matzos? You would think that matzah is a classical hechsher mitzvah. The kiyum of mitzvah of matzah is the achilan, lel yadal. So what's the idea of chaviva mitzvah shaita? So the Rav, again, Hari Ketem, that same piece in Simon Mem Gimel, says that the kiyum mitzvah through the afia of matzos is the kiyum din of lishma. Right, through baking matzos l'shem mitzvahs matzah, so the kiyum of ushmartim es matzos. So says the Rav, according to this second explanation, that the value of baking matzos la'akar chatzos chaviva mitzvah shaita, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the kiyum of lishma, the kiyum of ushmartim es matzos, which therefore, you know, pertains, assuming that the zman of that mitzvah is particularly la'akar chatzos, which is an additional assumption. But now moving on to the third explanation, which is nogea to our larger topic. So the Rav, again, is very into this idea. The Rav quoted again in Vipnine HaRav, pages 102 to 103. The Rav develops the idea that the value of specifically baking matzos, l'achar chatzos, is to specifically bake the matzos after the Isser Chametz has already been chal. Because then, sin's a part of the geder of matzah. Again, like we've been developing, is that it's matzah and not chametz. So the only time the shame matzah exists is when the shame chametz exists. So according to this approach, again, this is, I guess, Balamor-esque in the sense that the assume that the shame chametz is only chal et chatzos. So then this would say that you should davka bake matzos la'akar chatzos, so that when you at the time that you bake the matzos, the shame matzah is chal right away. And the way the Rav says it in more halachasized terms is that there's a din of lishma of right the baking matzos l'shem matzah. So says the Rav, it's preferable for the shame, for the din l'shma to be chal at the time that you do it. And says the Rav, the only way in which the l'shma of l'shem matzah is chal at the time of the afiyah is if you do it la'achar chatzos, because once there's already a shem chametz, so then the shem matzah can be chal right away. But says the Rav, if you bake your matzos beforehand, so then the shem matzah will only be chal at a later point. There's going to be a separation between the ma'isa afiyah and the kiyum lishma of it, you know, of conferring the shame matzah on the matzos itself. So says the Rav, there's specifically a value of baking the matzos at a time where, right when you do the afir, right when you create the matzos and you do it lishma, the chalos shame matzah is going to be chal right away. So again, so in addition to, you know, this adkan is the timing issue. So in addition to the timing of the Isra Achilas Matzah in Erev Pesach, which you saw according to the Balamor and Milchamas, the Zman of that Isra Achilas Matzah is directly impacted by the timing of Chametz, of the Shem Chametz. So to here, according to Liz the Rav's explanation, the value of specifically baking matzos, la'achar chatzos, again is tied to this overall relationship between Chametz and Matzah, that part of the Geder of Shem Matzah is the negation of Shem Chametz. Yeah.
Would be whether there's any value in trying to
dafka
eat
masa
baked after
chatzos,
even if you didn't do the
ma'aseh afiyah. Okay, yeah, you're saying it because yeah, good. Okay, so now getting to the third category, miracle of a get off poor. The third category are dinim pertaining to the preparation, to the achana of matzah, which again relate to this connection between matzah and chametz. So the first halacha within this category of achana is another Yerushalmi. So again, this is the Yerushalmi, the last Yerushalmi on the back of the Mar Mekomo sheet. Yisrael, would you mind?
Yeah.
Birvucha.
Birvucha.
Right. So Birvucha, just some background. Birvucha is like a type of preparation of matzah, where you basically place the dough in like in a pan with scalding hot, you know, water in it. And we're going to see from the Yerushalmi that basically if you use this method of cooking, of baking, whatever you want to call it, there's no potential for chimutz. So the Yerushalmi is going to say, you cannot, right, so yachal yotze dechavaso, pirevucha, this process of revucha, tamen lomar. Says the Yerushalmi, right, you need to prepare the matzah in a way, through a method, that method of baking or cooking could potentially lead to chametz, but yet you're going to do that method in a way which is dafka matzah. And in that way, you're going to negate through the matzah, you're going to negate the chametz. But says Yerushalmi, you cannot use a process called revucha, or at least the end result is called matzah revucha, where that process has no potential for leading to chimutz. Basically, again, because in the process, even in the process itself, and not only on an ingredients level, not even on a time level, even in the process itself, the process has to be one where there's a potential for chametz, and you dafka do that process in a way to create matzah. Again, another manifestation of this yisod. Oh. The second din relating to the process of preparing matzos, again, gets back to the din of lishma. So this gets back to, going to turn to Gemara Lam Ches Amar Aleph, turning to Lam Ches Amar Beis. Again, here going back to the psul of Chalas told to Urkike Nazir. Again, we discussed this when discussing the psul of Matzah Ashira. So here the Mishnah says the Chalas told to Urkike Nazir, if they were originally, you know, baked, l'shem, these menachos, so then it's going to be a psul. The question the Gemara asks is why? What's the makor for the psul? So Ari, would you mind? Bottom line, Lam Ches Amar Aleph.
So it has to have been kept guard for matzah, and not the shame something else is.
Okay. So very important. What is the what's the subject of the Shemira? What are you trying to prevent?
Chametz.
So here you have in this din of Lashma that you're specifically preventing the chimutz l'shem mitzvah matzah. Right, what better manifestation of the connection between the shame matzah and the shame chametz that you have to perform, you have to prevent the chimutz with the lishma of the shame matzah. Great, you know, highlight of this yisod that, again, part of the lishma of matzah is the negating of the chametz specifically in order to create matzahs. Again, both the Yerushalmi's revucha, which is apostles, a process which has no potential for chimutz, and this makor and this drasha in the Bavli, which says that the prevention of chimutz has to be done with shame matzah, again, are both dinim pertaining to the hachana of matzah, which again, both take into account that part of the gedder of matzah is a negation of chametz. So the last and final category, again, actually, Asher, you know, reminded me of this morning, is a fourth category of who are the Bnei Chiyuva, right? Who are the people, which people are subject to the mitzvah of matzah? So the very famous Gemara, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, to Mem Gimel Amar Beis, which establishes that although Nashim are generally paturos from mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramma, they're going to be subject to the mitzvah of matzah. Why? Because... exactly. Kol sheyeshnu b'bal tocho chametz, yeshnu b'kum echol matzah. So again, we turn to the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara has this line of... Rolly, take it away. The top line, Sakatai Tachamina. Sakatai Tachamina,
hol k'siv lo tocho alav chametz, shivadim tocho alav matzos. Kol sheyeshnu b'kum echol matzah, yeshnu b'bal tocho chametz.
Right. So this is the opposite, right? Same connection that they, right? So the havmin is that what? That just like women are paturos from mitzvah, from just like women should be pater from mitzvah matzah because of the patur of mitzvah shezman grama, so they should also be pater from the isser of chametz. Whoa. Right, pater them from alav because of this connection. Like kamashma, that the connection is the same connection but the opposite. Because of a drug, because of sabit. Exactly. Oh. Right, so once there's a side drasha that gets the shachar Torah, amanalav. Once there's a drasha which says that women are subject to the isra of achilas chametz, so then we for sure know, then they're also included in the mitzvah of matzah. So again. Again, it obviously highlights the connection, but again, just to say it in the terms that we've been saying it, is that once an aspect or part of the gedder of matzah is the negation of chametz, so then you would say that someone who is subject to the negation of chametz, i.e. the isurim of chametz, is going to thereby be subject to the mitzvah of matzah because part of the mitzvah of matzah is all about that factor of the negation of chametz. So again, you could have just interpreted this as, oh, it's like a hekesh, you know. You know, you're involved in X, you're involved in Y, it's just a hekesh, just based on the pasuk. But again, especially in light of all these makoros, everything in the aggregate is establishing there's this fundamental connection that part of the gedder of matzah is its negation of chametz. And therefore, if an isha, if nashim are subject to the isurim of negating chametz, so then the mela they're going to be subject also to the mitzvah of matzah because a chiluk of the mitzvah of matzah is about that negation of chametz. We finished with time to spare. So we'll stop here.
Like the,